Hi, this is Raul Gallegos, and welcome to the audio walkthrough for Shades of Doom, version 1.2. This is the fourth chapter, fourth volume. We are at the end of level 3 right now, getting ready to start level 4. And just as a quick recap, we are playing in the It's My Turn Daddy difficulty, and this is just one of many ways and strategies on getting past certain challenges of the game.
Level 4, elevator, in 1 feet,
okay, door
in 19 feet.
We find ourselves here in a short hallway here. The letter W tells us
19-2.
That we are at the very south end and at the very east end of the area. Okay, so let's walk forward. There's the door off to our right. Control right arrow will take us right to it. Usually here there's going to be a human with a gun.
Automatic bolt gun.
So let's be prepared. I hit 5 for the automatic bolt gun and S to toggle the night scope. There he is. And he's gone. Now, sometimes when you walk into this room here, you will find that there is a human to the left. And not today.
In 19 feet.
However, I do want to point out something to the left of this area anyway.
West.
Right here, I am at the wall, and I'm sidestepping to the left. Okay. As you can hear, off to my left, there is a turn. It's one of those little cracks in the walls. You can use this method here to get to the area further down. However, we're not going to use that.
North.
Because I've already described how to get to the...
In 19 feet.
Because I've already described how to get through the cracks in the walls. I'm going to sidestep to the right here, pick up...
Emergency. Please evacuate the
There we go. That emergency equipment gets very annoying. Okay, what you're hearing now is a monster that came through that little crack in the wall. If we check with the M key, we find out... I think it's about 45 feet away. And it actually sounds like two of them. Two or three.
West.
All right, so let's... There he is.
37 feet.
Let's walk a little closer.
19 feet.
See, right there, I'm hitting the edge of the wall. And that's why it's not quite hitting him.
14 feet.
So I did a little sidestep to the right and then aimed myself to the left a little.
15 feet.
And it still wasn't working. So what I'm going to do is use my knife instead.
Long knife.
He's gone.
94%.
Okay, I didn't take too much damage, so I'm doing good.
West. North.
Okay. Now let's walk back forward here. Continuing north.
East.
Okay. Now, as we make our way to the northwest corner of the area,
north.
It's going to be a series of
east.
Zigzagging
north.
Passages here.
West. North.
At the end of
east.
Which...
North.
There's going to be a gong.
West. North. East. Gong. In
north.
18 feet.
Now, since version 1.2 now has the bio-grenades...
Bio-grenades.
I can use those to get rid of the dogs. What's going to happen here is to my west here, to the left...
West.
There we go, now in front of me. There is a wall, or rather a closed passage. As soon as I press enter to activate that gong... That's going to open, and a whole bunch of dogs are going to come at me. I'm actually going to step back. There we go. I'm all the way to the wall. And I'm going to start the grenade. Launch it. And if I throw it just right, like I just did, that gets rid of all of them. Occasionally, if you don't time it just right, you may get all but one or something.
Automatic bolt gun.
All right, so just for safety, putting back the automatic bolt gun. And walking forward
in
to pick up whatever the dogs had.
White data wafer taken. Mesh armor in 11 feet. mesh armor. Fake a gong in 19 feet.
Why a dog has mesh armor is beyond me, but that's okay. All right, we find ourselves on the very north end of the area. W helps us here.
16, 19.
Okay, so we're about 16 coordinates from west to east, and then 19 coordinates from south to north, so that kind of gives you the idea there. This hallway here has a turnoff coming up to the left. This turnoff here coming up to the left is a short north-south hallway.
In 19 feet.
There it is. And we'll get those biogreens in just a bit.
South.
Okay. That's telling me that there's other things that the EVA's picking up, and actually what it is three doorways.
Door in 4 feet.
Okay, so I'm going to walk right there. I am facing
south.
There's a door to my left.
Door in 4 feet.
Door to my front there.
Door in 7 feet.
And a door to my right. So these are three little rooms.
Door in 4 feet.
The one to my left right there.
East.
Which I'm going to face now.
Door in 5 feet.
Once you open that, it introduces a new creature in Area 4, and this is a mutant bird. One bolt takes care of him.
Manual bolt gun.
So as a matter of fact, I'm going to set it to manual so I don't waste
667.
My preciously low ammunition. Anyway, turn on the night scope.
Door in 9 feet.
Now, as you heard, more than one door opened. You can hear a little bit of wind off to my right. Because I was close enough that pressing enter activated all the doors. So, that'll happen. Usually in this room here where the bird is, you find some treasure.
Projectile ammunition taken.
You usually find ammunition at least, but this time we also had a med kit.
West.
Which brought our count up to
816.
We should be able to get out of this area with at least 700 ammo intact.
Door in 17 feet.
Now we are back to this short north-south hallway.
South.
Now facing south again with the three rooms. One in front of me, one to my left, which I just visited, and one to my right, which I haven't yet. Let's go to the one in front. The EVA would have probably picked it up.
North.
If there was anything here, but there isn't. Now we're facing
door
north.
In 8 feet.
And the only room I haven't visited yet is the one off to my left now, which is on the west side of the hallway.
West.
This one here has a teleporter. Okay. If you want to use it, fine. It takes you to a different part of the area.
East.
However, you don't have to.
North.
We're going to show you a little bit more about the area, so I'm going to bypass
door in 5 feet.
Using the teleporter. Now I'm closing these doors. And
biogrenades.
Okay, now we find ourselves back to the original east-west hallway at coordinates
619.
Okay, so we're almost to the very west end of the area.
West.
Pick these up.
Taken.
And at the very corner here at coordinates
219.
Okay, so now we're at the northwest end of the grid. We find ourselves at a junction here. There's a north-south hallway.
South.
Which takes us about halfway down. We're going to set the auto walk mode here. Okay, now we're at coordinates
2, 9.
All right, so 2 tells us that we are at the very west end, and then 9 tells us we're about 9 coordinates up from south to north, which is about halfway.
East.
Now we find ourselves facing an east-west hallway, which is going to take us about halfway east from west to east, if that makes sense. Along here, I'm going to walk a little forward so that we don't have the passage we just turned off of. There we go. As you can tell, there's a corner coming up. However, I'm going to use Control-N to kind of give you an idea what this hallway has in the way of passages.
The passage continues in 10 feet. There is a passage to the left in 30 feet. There is a passage to the left in 50 feet. The passage turns sharply to the left.
Okay, so what that's saying is that there's three turnoffs. The third one is where this passage ends, and it actually ends at a door. These three turnoffs usually have a cyborg in them. Depending on the difficulty or the randomness of the game, it could have one in each of the little turnoffs here, you know, one in each of the little passages, or it might have two in one, or it might just have one altogether in these three. So we're going to have ourselves
automatic bolt gun
paired. Actually, one strategy that I'd like to share with you is if there is more than one, what I usually do is get their attention and then walk all the way to the very east end of this passage and go through that door and close it behind me. So what they're going to do is they're going to all bunch up there. And then I can open the door and have them chase me a little more and then throw a grenade at them. However, in this walkthrough, we'll just take care of them one at a time. There's the first one.
North. North.
All right, so what I did is I walked forward. I hit control left to face north, and that kind of put me at a little bit to his left, you know, my right. So I had to angle myself to the left a little. So I'm not quite facing north.
North.
You can tell it's a little off to the right.
North.
So R will snap me back into the right place. There we go.
Security chip in 20.
And it's a good thing I shot him because he's got the
security chip taken,
which I need to get out of this level.
South.
All right, so let's... Okay, we're back to the hallway here.
East.
The passage, rather. Here comes the second turnoff.
Scope battery in 19.
And there's...
North.
I'm going to use the O key this time to toggle to see if anything's here.
Scope.
Okay,
scope,
so it's just the scope
in
batteries.
Feet.
Now we're coming up to the third passage. Now the Eva told me here that there's something else he's picking up.
Door in 18.
And that's the door.
Scope battery
which is
in 5 feet.
The end of this passage here.
Scope battery taken. Door in 14 feet. North.
All right, I'm going to pause it here for a second. We have here a new creature as well. We have actually two new creatures that are introduced in Area 4. The turret gun and the bird. The nice thing about it being paused is you can use certain keys like
18 feet.
M and control M.
Turret gun.
Okay, so the turret gun is a new creature. We're already facing him.
North.
We're going to unpause it and get rid of him. Okay.
Time to blast
he had
mine.
Some items here.
Time to blast mine. In 5 feet.
There we go. Hit the letter O to kind of give me an idea where that blast mine was.
Okay. South. Door in 5 feet. East.
All right, so we're at this door, and we're at coordinates...
8, 9.
Okay, so we're about in the middle of the whole area. 8 coordinates from west to east, and 9 coordinates from south to north. And right here, as a matter of fact...
10, 9.
Okay, we just crossed the threshold of 9, 9, so...
North.
Okay, this area here... I'm going to close the door behind me.
Door in 4.
Now, as you've noticed, I haven't been using markers. And again, I did that in the first 3 areas just because it was something to get you used to in case you're not used to what the areas look like. Again, this is all based on my personal strategy. I usually don't use markers. Right here, we find ourselves in a 4-way junction. We're going to mark it.
Mark.
Just since we're talking about markers. This 4-way junction offers turnoffs to different passages. The only one we're interested in is the one off to our right heading east, at the end of which there's a door. However, we're going to explore going north, which takes us to another passage. We're at a wall here immediately in front of us. If we were to blast a hole through this wall, that would blast a hole into the long east-west hallway at the north end of the grid where the dogs were. Okay, so
east.
That gives you an idea of how the layout is. So we're going on this little short east-west passage, which goes nowhere. But the reason I was exploring it
west.
Is in case there's anything lying on the ground, like grenades or scope batteries, which there probably isn't anyway, because
south.
We already picked those up.
Marker 1.
Okay, we are at the marker here, again at the 4-way junction. However, this time we're facing south, because we came from the north. So let's visit the right, which is the west end
west.
Of it. Okay, so now we visited the north end, the west end, and we came from the
east.
South originally. And so east is the only way left to go.
Marker 1.
We're already facing east, so let's just continue. And as I mentioned, the doorway
door
at the end.
7 feet.
This one here is a large room.
South.
Which has an entrance here as you walk south, and then you have to go to the other end of the room, also facing south, to get out of it. Sort of kitty corner from it. This room here has a number of birds in it, and usually 1 or 2 mutant humans. So let's turn
automatic bolt
our
gun.
Bolt gun and our scope on. I don't know if I've mentioned this, but Control S tells you the status of your scope batteries.
308% night scope on.
All right, so it'll give you the percentage of the batteries, And it will also tell you if it's on or off, although you should be able to tell if it's on or off just by the sound. Alright, let's open this door. Oh, there's a creature. A mutant human, and I got him.
South.
Alright, so R was my friend to realign me to the south. As soon as we walk a little more forward, we're going to hear the birds. There they are. And again, one bolt takes care of them. Now,
in 19 feet.
The birds...
South.
There we go, facing south. Let's walk all the way in. There we go.
West.
The birds in this room and in this area in general are pretty easy because they don't fly at you very quickly. Okay, let's see if we have anything else. Let's use the D key since this room is rather large.
Equipment ahead, equipment ahead.
Okay, so that's all that's here. Now, we already got our security chip. We can check our wafer status with F6.
Data wafers green, 0, blue, 1, yellow, 2, white, 22. Data wafers not found, 4.
Okay, so we still have some data wafers, which means we still have some more creatures to encounter, or there might be a data wafer lying on the ground somewhere. What I was mentioning about the birds is that they're rather easy in this level as an introduction, I guess.
East.
In the higher levels, you'll find that the birds fly rather fast, and you have to be very quick to get them. Okay, so we left that large room into a short east-west hallway. Now there's a turn off to my right.
South.
Another little hallway.
Data wafer in 11.
There's a data wafer lying on the ground like I predicted. Now this is a short zigzag here. I was going south, and then you go east a little bit, and then you're going to go south. However, I'm going to sidestep over here to get that wafer.
Blue, data wafer taken. Yellow, data wafer taken. White, data wafer taken.
It was lying on the ground because of a corpse. As you heard, I tripped over a corpse. And you might wonder, how did the corpse get here since I haven't been to this area to kill him? Well, as you can hear to my left there, there's a little turnoff, but I'm at a corner, so it's one of those corners in the, you know, the cracked corners, I guess, where the walls don't actually meet all the way. This is that little crack in the corner of the wall from the beginning of Area 4 when those two creatures were attacking me. One of them managed to make his way through, so I was able to check his corpse out there to see if he had anything, but the other one died right here on this side of it still, and he had 3 data wafers. And so that's why you find that there's 3 data wafers here and a corpse. So had we gone through the little crack in the wall, we would have ended up here. And we would have had to work our way back over to the dogs if we wanted to kill them, and work our way back over to the cyborgs. So, you know, it's just a matter of strategy and how you want to do it.
South.
Sometimes I do it that way anyway, just to do something different. Okay, so now we're going south again here, and it ends
west.
At a junction off to the west. Now here at the end of this level, there's different turnoffs.
North.
Kind of like that four-way junction earlier after the cyborgs. There's that four-way junction, and you go, and it has different turnoffs to nothing. You know, just little short passages.
West. Door in 8 feet.
Like, for example, right here, there's a little turnoff to the right. I can continue going straight, and then there's a little room
south.
Off to my left, which is on the south end. Usually there's nothing in here.
Equipment, door,
okay, the D key told me that there's nothing there.
Door, in, west.
Okay, so I'm facing west again, which is the initial direction. I could go north to explore that short little passage, but I'm not going to. And then right here, it turns off to the right. But if I keep going, it turns off to the left.
South.
So.
West.
Again, markers might help you. Okay.
North.
Now this turns off to the right, and then we're going to find ourselves with a left turn. However, up ahead, there's a right turn, as you can hear. See, there's that right turn. We're going to walk back here.
West.
Make that left turn, and then right there, we can turn off to the left. If we walk forward, we can turn off to the right a little. So, there we go.
South.
I'm just kind of backing up. And we find ourselves at the end of the area.
In 2 feet. West.
Okay, so it's locked.
Make it. Quantity 10. Proximity. Time. And security chip.
And let's go ahead and unlock it.
Unlock.
Let's check our health.
100%.
Okay, so we're recovered from the blow that we took earlier in the level. We have 10 med kits, and those actually come into play in level 6, depending on if you play that type of strategy. So we are finding ourselves here at the end of level 4. This is Raul Gallegos, hoping you'll continue this audio walkthrough in level 5.